Episode 2. Step 1. Don't pay service providers without clear approvals. Welcome back to the Property Manager's Ultimate Guide to Cutting Operational Costs. In this episode, we're starting with one of the most important and often overlooked cost control strategies in property management: making sure you never pay service providers without clear, explicit, and documented approvals. In multifamily property management, things move fast. You're managing multiple units, working with different vendors, and handling a constant flow of maintenance requests. And in that environment, it's easy for small gaps in process to turn into costly mistakes. That's why documented approvals are so critical. They create transparency, ensure accountability, and give you a clear record of every decision made. Without that structure, it becomes much harder to control spending and much easier for costs to slip through unnoticed. Let's talk about what can go wrong when approvals aren't properly documented. First, unauthorized payments. In a multifamily portfolio, even small unapproved expenses can add up quickly. When multiple vendors are involved and multiple team members are submitting requests, it only takes a few gaps in the process to create significant financial leakage. Second, lack of accountability. If there's no clear record of who approved what, it becomes very difficult to hold vendors or internal teams accountable. And without accountability, cost control becomes inconsistent at best. Third, disputes. Payment discrepancies can lead to disagreements with service providers. That can delay maintenance, slow down operations, and strain vendor relationships, which ultimately affects both your team and your residents. So how do you avoid these issues? It starts with building a clear and consistent approval process. First, implement a standardized workflow. Every service request should follow the same approval steps, from initial request to manager approval to final payment authorization. This ensures consistency across your properties and reduces the risk of unauthorized spending. Second, use digital tools. Property management software can help you track and document approvals in one place. This gives you visibility across your entire portfolio and allows regional managers, owners, and accounting teams to quickly access approval records when needed. And third, train your team. Even the best process won't work if people don't follow it. Make sure your team understands why approvals matter and how to properly document them. Regular training and reinforcement can make a big difference over time. As more property management teams look for ways to reduce operational costs, structured workflows and automation are becoming essential. Platforms like Latchel, for example, help standardize maintenance coordination and create clearer workflows, which can reduce errors, improve accountability, and minimize unnecessary expenses. The key takeaway is this: cost control isn't just about cutting expenses. It's about creating systems that prevent unnecessary costs in the first place. And a clear, documented approval process is one of the simplest and most effective ways to do that. In the next episode, we'll explore another practical strategy to help you reduce operational costs across your portfolio. Thanks for listening to the Property Manager's Ultimate Guide to Cutting Operational Costs.